Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack spit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they buggin' when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps give me chills. I'm the truth on the loops, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall gives me the peace of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute, trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warm from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious systems, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam. Back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitcher Magic, wisdom in the fam. And every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold. For the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life. And I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Well, good Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon. It's Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show, and I'm just posting here, and I'm live on the air. Okay, give me one moment. I'm posting this. I got a rant about the system in Maine today. Okay. Wait, posting this right now. First, I'll tell everybody what I'm going through, because this is absolutely freaking ridiculous. Freaking ridiculous. So I'm going to say about my two promo things, but I'm going to tell you about some things about the state of Maine and the freaking system. Give me one moment. Welcome to Ninja Sunday. Posting this. Okay. First, the two promos I wanted to bring up. I'm posting the Sarah Joy Foundation. Oh, I'm just ripped today. I'm just so ripped today. I'm going to rip someone a new a-hole on the state of Maine, because I cannot freaking believe this crap. I want to say, first of all, thank God, thank freaking God, I got a job, and I got it on the job on my own. No help from the state of Maine. Seriously, this is going to, like, totally, I'm going to rip the state of Maine a new a-hole today on my show. Just to let you know, people that are hardworking, that are trying to get help, they don't freaking help you. So first of all, which I'm passionate about, is two foundations. Yeah. Not really mad, just a little ticked off about the state of Maine. Okay, I'm trying to pull this out. The Sarah Joy Foundation, a foundation which I do actually know where the money's actually going to. I'm doing a couple things at once because I actually am running the show myself. And if you want to check out this page, I am part of this foundation and promoting it, and I actually do know where the money's going. It might not help to cure cancer, but I am guaranteeing with this foundation where the money is going, because you don't always know where the money's actually going with all these big foundations. At least I know this is actually helping people out. Come on, let's admit it, because we do know that some of these foundations, these really big foundations, we don't know where the money's going for. At least in this foundation and charity work, at least I know where the money is going. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah, in her last year, did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, Sarasota Beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families make their lives a hospital bed and four walls because this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. Through raising money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah and we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at the spa could do, or the roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall of flowers of spring. We will be organizing fundraisers of all kinds, shapes, and sizes. So this is for the Sarah Joy Foundation. And if you want to check it out, please do so. Any donation will be greatly appreciated. Sarah was actually pregnant with her second child. She didn't want to receive chemo because she was afraid it would hurt her unborn son. So eventually, she succumbed to the illness. And out of tragedies, a silver lining can happen. And this foundation is growing. And I backed this foundation up because, like I said, at least I know where the money is going. Okay, moving on to the next one that I've been raising money for. The Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, and I want to bring this up. God, I post. Yes, I overpost a lot. Here's one. It's the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends in the movies including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve and for posterity, featuring pasta costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984 dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honor and stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax deduction, deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West WEST Kane, K-A-N-E Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. His email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com, johnhagner@hotmail.com. Now, something I wanted to bring up, because this is something personally that I have been going through in the state of Maine. Now, this is stuff that you just will not believe. You know how, we all should be, you know, we all have our own two legs and be able to, you know, be a functioning society member. And if you're functioning, you can get a job. But this is actually some stuff that I've been going through up here in Maine. Okay. Now, before I was let go from my job and was going to the career center, you know, job this and that, doing all these things, you go and you go to these jobs, you know, like Hannaford's or CVS and all these places. Sometimes you go there, you fill out the application, or you go online, you do everything, you know, do all the proper steps. You got to have a resume, blah, 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 this and that. Even for a cashier or something like that, sometimes they hold these jobs, and it's kind of like, okay, at least let me come in for an interview. You know, I don't have any criminal record or nothing like that. I have great customer service skills. I was even employee of the month, and I have great references. So you think they would at least have the decency, say, hey, come in for an interview. We'll check you out. No, they put these jobs on hold. You go, you call back, all these different things, and it's like, okay, what the heck? There's even this building called IDEX, okay, in Westbrook, Maine, where I applied for a job there. Now, when you go to the building, you go there, and there's a receptionist there, and I go, hey, you know, can I at least speak to someone in human resources? No, you can't do that. You have to go online. Okay, did that. Filled out an application. So I go to call back because you want to do a follow-up after you do your resume, and sometimes on the websites and stuff, you have to go through all these questions and things like that. So I go to call back twice, leave messages. No one gets back for you. The positions are there. They say customer service, you know, blah, 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 this and that. The positions are still open. So, you know, I go to write to the main page on there, and I says, no one's gotten back to me. And you try to do it as professionally as you can. And, you know, I'm going to all these places, going in the places themselves. You know, I have great reference, like I said, employee of the month and all these things. So it's like they don't even call you back for an interview. You've got the experience. You're dependable. So they hold these jobs open. And it's like, why not, you know, they're so picky nowadays. And half these jobs, even for a receptionist, which just answering phones, blah, 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 any monkey can answer a phone. Okay. It's like really ridiculous. But I got to say, I did get a job, and I'm starting Monday. But this is what's been going on. Now, up here, now, I'm a single woman. I totally depend on myself. I don't have any children. I am not kidding about what goes on here. Not kidding. This is my personal experience, what has been going on here. Now, I don't get into all politics or not, but I am not kidding. This is something I don't pay attention to politicians because, like I said, and I do believe that, you know, politicians are only in it for a paycheck. They don't help people. They really, really do not help people. And this is what I honestly believe. They sit there and they have a paycheck for themselves. Now, I don't know. I don't keep track of all the politicians because for me personally in my life, you know, being, you know, I don't know if you want to say poverty level, blah, blah, my whole life or middle class. My whole life, no politician has ever helped better my situation. Or people that I know, they've never helped better any of the people that I know that are blue-collar, middle-class. They've never helped. There's people that I know that work their butts off. They never get any help from these politicians. Even when you go to hold a sign for a politician back in the late 80s, 90s, I have done that, and they've never helped me to get a job. You know, you figure that's something that if you hold a job for, you know, a sign for a politician, that might help get you a job. It doesn't. It doesn't. Politicians do nothing but lie. So, like I said, I'm not really into politics, but I have no idea. People in power, they waste time on these stupidest things. There's something up here, Governor LePage. I guess he, you know, I don't know the guy personally, but I don't care. But the thing I saw today, LePage had stated, I don't know if he was making it illegal or something about jobs, that he wants to prevent it where employees not to look up porn. I'm like, seriously? This is something LePage is worried about, and there's tons of people over in the soup kitchen where, have you seen that? I mean, LePage, do you go down there every day where, when I was laid off, I was over there at the Chris Center in Portland. Were you down at the soup kitchen every single day? And I saw those people there. Not everybody is someone that is, you know, or taking advantage of the government. Not everybody is there. You don't sit down and talk with these people and stuff. I mean, you know, maybe some people do use the system, but not everybody. So, you know, recently, within last month, and like I said, I worked and I went and I got myself a job, but this is something I swear to God that I personally have gone through. Now, I figured it's going to take me about a month to get a job. Now, I don't really want a handout, but sometimes, you know, you're down on the luck and you're looking to try to get help. This is what had happened. Now, what has happened, they don't do an extension, and it's, you know, I'm thinking maybe within a month I'll get a job, in which I did. So I tried to think of applying for food stamps, Medicare and everything, you know, even housing. There's all this crazy stuff that had happened. You call up to Augusta in Maine. And they're saying, you know, check in your housing in your city. So I called the housing in my city. They said they can't help me. So call up to Augusta and Augusta, Maine, wherever that, those offices are, call 211. Everybody's getting me the runaround. And I, like I said, I'm a single woman with no kids. So I go over to housing in Shaolin Housing, whatever, Shaolin or something. It's over Shalom. Went over to housing there. People are very polite. But the guy there literally told me to my face, he was very polite, says, I'm sorry I can't help you. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm trying to prevent becoming homeless because I'm not getting unemployment, and I did do all the proper procedures. I, you know, for job bank and this and that, can I have extension? I says, I got rehired at my job because I didn't do anything wrong, so they rehired, but they're shutting it down because customer service is going to Florida. And I'm like, okay, so I went there, and the guy was very polite, you know, very, very nice, very kind. He says, well, I can't help you. I says, well, I'm trying to prevent from being helpless. I'm not getting unemployment. I don't have family that gives me money. I'm not with a guy. I don't have any kids, so I can't get assistance. He says, not until you become homeless, we can't help you. Does that make any sense or whatever? Until I become homeless, I'm already in my own place here. I'm just down on my luck. So I figured maybe I can get a little help. I says, maybe for just a month. Now, mind you, I'm not getting any unemployment. I'm not getting any income coming in for this whole month. Nothing. Nothing at all. So I'm like, okay, and people saying, you know, appeal for this, do an extension. Well, I got a job. But this is stuff they kept going back and forth. So get this. I go to the Career Center over in South Portland. So I'm there at the Career Center. So, you know, DHHS or whatever like that, there are tons of people lying there. Now, this is something that really happened to me. So I figure, oh, this is a place. Tons of people are coming here every day. Why don't I try to apply for a job there? I have great customer service skills, you know, answer the phones. I know about working on the internet. And, you know, I've been employed for the month and stuff. So I go there. There's only two women working in the clerk position. Get this. The first woman I go to ask on one of the days, I asked her this. I'm not kidding. This is what she told me. I says, you know, can I apply for a job like what you're doing? And she says, yeah, go to maine.gov and click on open competitive. I asked her, what is your job title? She says, open competitive. So I'm like, this is strange. I was saying to myself, I says, so your job title is open competitive. And she said, yes. So I says, okay. So I go to maine.gov, and I go to what she said, open competitive. So when I go to open competitive, it shows these listings of job titles. And I'm like, okay, so you got to take a test and stuff like that. So I go back again, and I see the other girl. And the girl that's there as a clerk, right, I figured she has to be a clerk or something like that. So I asked her, you know, I waited in line to go up there, and I asked her, I says, what is the name of the job that you're doing? So she said clerk, but she goes, well, we're not hiring here. And I'm like, well, okay, but where can I go to, you know, apply or something like that? She goes, well, we're not hiring here. And it's like she gave me this attitude, but I'm looking around, and this is where a facility is, there's only two people down there. Two people, okay? There's tons of people that come down there every single day, and they wait for hours. For hours, they're sitting there, and the lines are long all the time. Tell me this is something that is not screwed up. Do they, you know, it's like one of those things, oh, those two friends got friendly, and they don't, am I like, okay, what the heck? I'm trying to think of the people that are there. I'm not trying to steal a job, but one of the girls, she looked like she was pregnant. I mean, she's going to have some time off. So, seriously, tell me what's wrong with the system here. Seriously. Now, the career center, you know, I was going in and checking there, checking for jobs on my own. There's people that are nice there, but the career center, you know, you have to go there and find the jobs where, you know, you have to check in there and stuff, where I can do that stuff looking for a job on my own. I don't need help for jobs and stuff, and it's like, go to do all these things, all the proper steps that you're supposed to be doing, I'm doing, but no one in the government can help me. No one. So I found a job on my own. I'm starting Monday. But seriously, does that make any sense whatsoever? Really, seriously, when you're going and doing all these steps, you're preventing yourself from being homeless, but no one in the government can help you. Is this not, I'm a woman, and you're thinking, I went to this thing before to help out women in a certain, you know, for to try to promote the radio show more. I went to this place, and like I said before, I think I mentioned this on my show. You know, it was in some place, and, like, I have an overactive imagination, and I was like, it took me 2 hours to get to it by bus, and it was supposed to help out women in the business, but the lady was very nice. Once again, she told me everything I already know about networking. I already know about that. I thought I'd go there, and they could get me job, you know, placement product for commercials and stuff. So those people there can't help me and a woman in a business. So it's like all these people are telling me stuff I already know that I've been doing. So they're not helping me to step up, you know, to help me further. So I'm like, okay, what the heck? So all this stuff that I've been doing to help myself out, this is just like really, really crazy. This is what, you know, they do in the state of Maine. It, you know, hold on for 1 second here. I'm going to answer somebody. I'm going to take a little break, and let's see, what I'm going to do is play I'll Be Back, as If I Could Fly by Tony J, Boston Boy Back Home, so I'll be back.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
I gotta get this money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so
fly.
I know, oh, you don't know no one
like me.
It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like, now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes, I'll take you higher. Baby, just so you know, I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the
kind of guy
that I always wanna be there for you. Go through this stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine, but about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up,
time's up.
I guess you out of luck, girl.
I'll be back and we can travel the world.
Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you. You'll be
Looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride, we'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine, you're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on, me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help the stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left and right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Time to get out of my home. All I hear One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, bam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write, because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac, tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch You Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me, I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.
Drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place, right. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rocking Patrick Ewing kicks with the joins on the sleeve. A pair of thick specs with demeanor, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. Got designer suits with the Jacobs on the wrist. Below the DJ Henry band, it stays tight and fixed. And yeah, you know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm Dawes Effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. When around the way, girl, a down shorty girl, a girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
You hit the floor. It's all good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now, girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked, whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me, and that's
word. You are that girl I've been looking for.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dimple in his place, pearly whites across the face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. I bought me get a drink and convert. Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I want to love you from the start. Want to reach new heights, no one knew was possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view, cause baby, you a star in my eyes, I think I found a girl in my dreams, surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool outcast, they call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around, cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack, cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Oh, All my life I would live it for someone like you. All my life I would give it for someone like you. When you're feeling down, you're the only one I want to be around. I need you. I want you. And I will love you all my life.
Back at Shelly Nunchuck's on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Played some music, did a little rant about the system up here in Maine. Ha-ha! But the good thing is, I started a new job on Monday, so I'm completely happy and satisfied. I know that the system in Maine has failed me, and I actually think the system in Maine is probably set up to fail people and to begin with. And if whatever his name, like I said, I'm not usually talking about politics, but since LePage is so interested in worrying more about employees who are downloading porn, which their employees should be taken care of in the first place, not to be able to do that, I think that, you know, I mean, what, I don't know what to say to that. I think you should be worrying more about the homeless than worry about state employees or employees in general downloading porn, because I think the, you know, the jobs themselves, the managers and stuff should have it blocked anyway. So it's kind of like, why would he even, like, mention that? I know that jobs that I've worked at, I don't know why he would have to bring that up anyway, you know, whatever. But moving on here, I'm actually bringing up my hub pages, and I'll be playing more music and stuff on this. I'm just posting something to my pages here on my Facebook page. Let's see. Okay. Okay, on my hub pages, I do some writing. Now, this isn't about something winning awards or anything. It's just that I like practicing and writing, and I've been getting a little bit better. Not saying win a Nobel Prize or anything, but I've been on the site of hub pages for 5 years. And if you write a certain way, they will actually, you know, feature some articles. So, you know, I look over it, and I try to re-edit things if I think I want to change something. But things do get featured. And one of the articles that I wrote a while ago, it says, never lower your standards and featured article on my hub pages, never ever settle for less than you're worth. And I'm actually opening this up right now. Okay. Never lower your standards and never ever settle for less than you're worth. When you settle, what you get is beneath you. And never lower your standards. In this world, none of us are perfect. I'm always the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. We all have our flaws. We have made mistakes, but remember, your past bad mistakes are just learning experiences. And if you do have a learning experience, just remember never to do it again. I learned to never settle and had brought grand happiness into my life. I once had settled and it was the biggest mistake of my life. No woman should ever have to settle for what her self-worth is. Wait. Before you make the biggest mistake of your life, well, you do learn from your mistakes, and I know I repeat, but you know something? There's a big, huge world out there, and life is about discovering yourself. Follow your path. You know what your path is. It is etched into your heart and soul. There's nothing written, but you know, you must follow your path. If you don't follow your path, you will regret it for the rest of your life. You just have to take the bull by the horns and hang on to one hell of a ride. I can't tell you how to follow your path. It is just a feeling you get inside and try not to stray from it. So I did a few times, but let me say, I basically have been staying on it for so many years now. I learned not to settle, and you know what happens? I was able to find the most brilliant people who have helped push me. That indeed is a gift from God. Let me mention one thing. I will not push what I believe in my heart about my beliefs about God. I won't condemn someone if they believe in something different than myself. Too bad many people weren't more open-minded and kind-hearted to think like this. If really think about it, if God is supposed to create all living things, do you think God really want any of us to sit and point fingers at one another and tell people they are bad because they're different than we are? The answer is no. Basically, we should learn to coexist somehow. Maybe we could all learn from each other, and maybe that would even help to expand our path and to grow with each other. I know not a lot of people will think like I am. But my mind was opened up so long ago, and I keep continuing to educate myself with people who have the knowledge to pass on to me, and then in return, I can pass it on to others also. Sometimes you learn through people and not just in schools. You learn through life and real love. You can find people, I think I'm losing my voice, you can find people that are real and not fake, and believe me, you find those people that are good, and you will become golden too. Okay, let's see. What else did I want to read? I'm going to look up some more articles. I'm going to play some music. Let's see. What haven't I played yet? Let's see. I played all these songs. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit more music, pull up some more articles, and I'll be back.
Even though it's been 6 days, I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I do have some regrets. Even though it's been 6 days, I can still smell your perfume. Every time I close my eyes, every time I'm in our room, and I cannot take the pain of lying in our bed alone. I've started sleeping on the floor now, going crazy on my own. Even though it's been 6 days, and I know you're gone for good, I keep hoping you'll come back to me. I know you'd be here if you could. It's so dark and lonely now, and I just do not know how to go on living anyway. Since the angels came that day, even though it's been 6 days, I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I know I have regrets. And even though we are apart now, I carry you inside of me, and you live on inside my heart now. And that is where you'll always be. Even though it's been 6 days, even though. You will live on inside my heart, even though, even though, even though, even though.
Okay, and I'm back. It's Shelly Nunchuck on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. I have no scheduled guests today, and it's so nice. It figures I don't have any grandmasters in the martial arts world on my show, and the cast are actually napping on Ninja Sunday. Isn't it a mackerel? Mackerel, mackerel. Yes, I know. It's supposed to be even cold. Hi, kitties. Give my little pet a little love. Oh, good kitties. I love you. I love your little kitties. Okay, what did I want to continue reading on here? Let's see. I'm reading some articles for my pod pages that I write. You know, it's good to get practice in writing, and that's exactly what I'm doing on the site here. So this one, sometimes you got to fall first before success. You define your own success, your own success story. Sometimes you hit that brick wall, fall down, but rise back up. Recently, a transition happened in my life again, and I felt and said to myself, here I go again. A few weeks ago, my job shut down. It was a shock, and it didn't affect me. It affected quite a few. Give me one moment. What does that say? I'm missing a word right here. I'm actually going to edit that. And let me see. A few weeks ago, my job shut down. It was a shock, and it didn't just. Okay, I'm just fixing that. Okay, fix that. Recently, a transition happened in my life again, and I felt and said to myself, here I go again. A few weeks ago, my job shut down, and it was a shock, and it didn't just affect me. It affected quite a few coworkers that worked with me. Maybe I should be getting some water or tea. And it's just one of those things where you think you have job security, and then all of a sudden, the job is no longer there, but not anything you did. It just happens. I know many people this has happened throughout their lifetime. It is seriously like you're running as fast as you can, then all of a sudden you hit a brick wall and you land smack dab on your butt. And it's like you're being stung when a job, a company shuts down and you feel like you're in a zombie state. actually went through a full range of emotions. I was stunned. I was in shock. I was mad. I cried and basically walked around like a zombie. But I think our human spirit can guide us even when we feel the most lost. In my own personal life, I've been lucky and blessed to have a circle of people who have already reached their own success and would take time out to talk to me about their success. Nothing is being handed to me, but the people who have made their own success and mock on the world, what is really good about these people? These successful people seem to be quite comfortable in which they are seriously non-judgmental towards me. They don't put me down, but offer me great, solid advice. I think if you want to become successful, basically, along the way, you're going to probably fail at many things until you finally find, F-I-N-D, I talk funny sometimes, that one thing that is going to work for you. I found that one thing that is working well for me to turn something into a business where it is something that I'm striving for to not only just survive in this world, but to thrive. Right now, I know I'll be hired for a new job and keep a job, in which I'm glad with my business that I'm growing, I can say that I wasn't just handed anything, but actually worked for it. This is a good feeling to say that I work for things in my life. In fact, saying that I actually work for things in life, not only is that a good feeling, but it helps to boost self-esteem and help you to live with honor. When building something from the ground up, it is a nice feeling to say that I'm doing this and I'm very pleased about it. I do have to thank a lot of people that have taken the time to talk to me because I wish to be just like these successful people. I love the attitude of these successful people because they're very comfortable with themselves and this is very free way about themselves. I think because I keep asking the universe to have very successful people come into my life, maybe that is something I need to keep asking. I think that's how I need to keep changing my thinking. I cannot let others' unhappiness bring me down because they do not like that. I like what I'm doing with my life. I know that people get unhappy because they regret that they stopped taking chances in life, so they must feel unhappy with this risk takers in life who advance and become successful. I just decided I got to keep going and not be the one of those people who will stop taking chances. Sometimes I think people's hearts die a little bit inside because they probably feel it is too late for them and they cannot handle when people are doing well and reach success. The best thing I learned in life, if people are indeed jealous of my progress, in which I've been networking like crazy with people on the phone this week, then I pay them no mind, so I will keep going. I learned that successful people pay no attention to the small-minded people, and that is why they become successful. They keep going and nothing stops them. People who are successful follow their own rules and make up the rules as they go. I think it is good to make your own rules up, and that helps you to stand out. I think when there are people who are willing to share their stories with you, it helps out a lot. I think for my own success, it just takes work and keep working and not giving up. Once again, we can hit that brick wall, and yet it hurts. So we fall down, and that's probably a good thing. The reason why I think it is good is because then the good things in life that happen to us make us cherish those good things even more so. We can look to others and their success, but when it comes down to it, we are the ones that will make our own success a success story for ourselves. As human beings, we make mistakes, so it helps us to learn and grow. Maybe it is better to keep growing and learning because then that will help us to feel alive. I cannot tell people how to follow the way. It's just I know what works for myself. I hope others will continue to follow a path on their own success and make their own success story. Sometimes we just have to do things on our own because that makes us stronger and know that we have to and we can survive on our own. We also can see when the chips are down, we find out who the real people that are there, who are the real people that are also still there for us. I learned all about that. I'm glad that I did because I know those that weren't around for me at certain times in my life, when I hit that brick wall and fell, I certainly will not want them there when I have my own success and success story. Okay, let's see. Speaking of success in their own way, I'm going to be playing a song. Give me one moment. I'm checking this right now. What is it? Let's see. What am I going to be playing? Where is it? I'm just posting Inspiration by Jay Giannone. I'm just trying to post it on my... Posting it. Excuse me. Playing Giannone's Inspiration live on the air. So what I'm doing, I just posted this, but I'm going to be playing Inspiration by J.J. Only. It's one of my film brothers who has actually inspired me, and I'm very, very thankful for J.J. Only, one of my film brothers, who actually, at a time of my life a few years back, you know, he's out there working on Hollywood and film sets and stuff, and I had asked him about a certain question, and he says, you know, your dreams can work, you know, as long as you work for it. And so this is something that I've always cherished, this song. It might not be for everyone, but I actually like it. It's Inspiration by Jane Giannone, Boston boy out there in Hollywood, you know, what do they say, rising and grinding, hustling, bustling. So here is Jane Giannone's Inspiration, and talk to you in a few.
Saved my life when I was a wreck. It told me to take the noose off my neck. Taught me respect, hustle, collect a check. Just a young prospect with the perfect intellect. The object to control my fate and bring it to you raw with no debate. I dealt with the hate, so I have no fear. I roll through you pussies like a pap smear. I'm a reservoir dog, I'll take you right here. So come on with that, get the fuck out of here. Beware, I swear, I'm ready, no lie. When it come to rap, I'm ready to die. I'm ready to fly, but I'm hungry as hell. And I always got the streets if this record don't sell. So come on, God, keep blessing me. In my heart, the rap game is my destiny. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. What's a hot track without a dope beat? It's like death row without the DRE. What would rap be without Snoop and Nas spitting the truth over 16 bars? What would rap be like without the game? 50 and M, it wouldn't be the same. Where would rap be at without Park and Q? Half of us gangsters wouldn't have shit to do. Man, I love hip hop, it's taking me places. The game never changes, only the faces. The race is divine, you can place in time. Success is hard to find, what can happen if you grind? I'ma eat off rhyme, my time to shine. No more sideline, I'm out to get mine. I'm not from Compton, I grew up on Slauson, but rap is in my heart from South Central to Boston. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids. The pressure's obsessive, compulsive disorder. I rap for my daughter to have running water. My son's in my mind when I rhyme to my recorder. I'm kinda sorta very lucky, I think, cause real hustlers like me are a stink. All I need is some ink to tell you what I think. Half these rappers talk shit and their breath is stink. Man, they rinky dink with no street cred. Try to step to me, I'll put your ass to bed. I rep the dead, lost dad when I was 10. Got two kids and plan to be around for them. So I do what I do and I won't ever stop. There's only chosen few who rise to the top. Some rise, some flop, some stand tall, but the bigger they are, the harder they fall. I think better when the pressure's on, and I'm broke as a joke, facing a storm. I work harder in my room, depressed with this eviction notice, facing homelessness. I'm at my best right after I fail, and the judge tells me I gotta go back to jail. I'm real when I say rap's why I live, and the only other reason is for my kids.
Even though it's been 6 days,
I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I do have some regrets. Even though it's been 6 days, I can still smell your perfume. Every time I close my eyes, every time I'm in our room, and I cannot take the pain of lying in our bed alone. I've started sleeping on the floor now, going crazy on my own. Even though it's been 6 days, and I know you're gone for good, I keep hoping you'll come back to me. I know you'd be here if you could. It's so dark and lonely now, and I just do not know how to go on living anyway. Since the angels came that day, even though it's been 6 days, I can't seem to focus yet. I'm not really sleeping much, and I know I have regrets. And even though we are apart now, I carry you inside of me, and you live on inside my heart now. And that is where always be. Even though it's been 6 days, even though you live on inside my heart now, you will live on inside my heart, even though, even though, even though, even though it's been, even though it's been 6 days.
And I'm back for a little while longer. I wanted to read one last article here. I want to leave on a very positive note. And this is another article I wrote. The best revenge is no revenge. Easy answers. Forward to life. Sometimes the best revenge is to smile, move on, and do nothing. The best revenge is no revenge. Did I post this on my page? Yes, I did. I posted it everywhere that I needed to post it. Okay. The best revenge is no revenge. The added saying to that is about karma, dishing out what someone else deserves, but hopefully God lets you watch. I don't care of those that hurt me in the past that karma gets them or has gotten them. I am more focused on things I'm doing in my life. Before social media, we just went with the flow and growing and just growing. Of course, in things I do, many can see and I have nothing to hide. It doesn't matter about the past, and even if people did hurt me in the past, or any guy, I learned to keep focus on here and now what is going on in my life. I am content and I can breathe. People that come to see my life know I do not live with drama in my life, and those that are around me can also breathe easily too. I'm trying to pull up the page here. My life doesn't really have much complications in it anymore, and I like that. Sometimes less is better, and learned quite a while ago to subtract and only add on with anyone that is going to add to my life and not take away from it. Going forward is easier than I ever thought. Advancement in my own life can happen, but I'm the one that has to make it happen and no one else. If you want to become successful in your own life, you need to take steps to ensure your future, or if you don't, your future is going to basically going to be the same, like how your present is now and what you really want to have a better future in the first place. If you keep looking to see that other people are happy and it makes you angry, deep down inside, there's something wrong with you. That means you're not happy, and thus you have made yourself unhappy because you're really pissed off because people made their own way in life and became successful in their own way. I learned, and yes, repeating myself, that those that did me wrong, the best thing to do is move on with my own flow and keep going. Even if the far of the future might be at a distance, and this is an example in my own life, I want six-pack abs. Now, granted, to get six-pack abs, it would be in my farther future. But here and now, I focus on the gym and going working on defining my six-pack abs with exercise at the gym. Granted, nutrition is a big part, too, but in the present, at least I'm taking steps to getting six-pack abs. Now, I know people have money. There are tons of shortcuts to get six-pack abs, like getting a stomach operation, Botox, liposuction, and many things, but the hard continual work would have to fall to keep six-pack abs. I think in what I'm doing and building up from the inside out, yes, it is continued hard work, but I'm working hard to get six-pack abs. I'm happy to start seeing results after a month. Granted, I do see when I eat some junk food in my stomach, it does get a little bit bloated, but working it off with working out extra, I still once in a while can have a fun junk day, but have to remember that I can't just consume terrible foods or junk foods all the time because I would never achieve the end results. So that was just a tiny example of what I'm focusing on and need to worry about and need not worry about karma going back and getting others and striking them down. Of course, going even further and getting my inner core stronger and not just a six-pack, getting into the best shape, will help me while working on other things because I need a little bit of strength for things of what I want to do because I have to be more focused in things such as this example, swinging from a helicopter ladder from a helicopter and knowing that it's going to have me at my best. Granted, I do know that I will have to have some sort of harness attached to me while hanging from the helicopter, or I'll be dangling from the ladder with no one around me. The things in my life I may want to do is, once again, in the farther future, like swinging from a helicopter, that I must work out in the present as much as I can so I can get ready in the farther future for things like swinging from a helicopter. So when people keep talking about karma, I'm thinking karma has gotten people in my past. So what? Really? So what? I honestly don't care, but here and now in my life, what I see in front of me doesn't matter. I get to love the things and people that are in my life because everything that evolves in my circles helped to ensure my future is something I never dreamed of. I'm thankful things happened to me in my past because I would have been stuck, too, like so many people. I can't thank God and the universe enough for helping to grab my hand and saying, you will someday see the bigger picture. Well, here and now, I finally see the big picture. There's a lot of warmth, and the sun will be shining a lot brighter every day. How could I not be thankful for everything that has happened and everything that is happening at this very second? So I say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. I am indeed had many blessings that were disguised, and I didn't know at times in my life that they actually were. So every day I'm very thankful. I will just keep going forward and never have to look back because I'd rather look up to see the sun, which shines down upon me, than to look back and only see shadows. Life is golden, no need for revenge. Happiness is satisfaction that comes when your life is golden. I most certainly will always want to stay that way. So here I am, and just reading about some of the articles that I've written on there. Once again, these things are just for practice. It's not something, I can't say that I'm this great writer or not. I'm not really. It's just, you know, I never went to school for it. And Hub Pages, you know, I've talked with people on there, and they said just keep writing. Just keep writing, 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 because I've never written before. You know, I wrote stuff in school and stuff, but I guess if you really want to get good at something, you got to practice. So Hub Pages is something I can practice on. You know, that's something that I'm working on more and more because it's something I'm teaching myself. I'm not being taught how to write. I'm doing everything on my own. So that I am working hard on and everything in general. And I'm like, I have to say I'm thankful God right now. I'm so thankful, God, right now that I got into view last week after everything that I went through and got a job and started work on Monday. Oh, my God. I was just, you know, I don't know if anybody can understand, but not having a job, that's kind of worrisome. And even though, you know, I put myself into a frenzy and thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to be homeless. And I'm thinking, I shouldn't think like that and just keep focusing on the positive, where I was able to go out and look for a job. Granted, now, like I had mentioned in the beginning of my show, when you go to these jobs, like I said, I went to Hannaford's, CBS, you know, all those places. Some places, like, you know, you go in there, then they tell you to apply online. You know, every place is different and many places around there. And you go to do follow-up, you call these places, and yeah, we got your resume and stuff like that. But what happens is these jobs are so picky, and it seems even for a cashier. You know, and here I am. I don't have no criminal record, no nothing, American citizen, you know, working my way, and I want to work. And, you know, it's just give me a chance to do something. It's all like I'm asking. But, you know, I'm thankful I don't have to look for a job anymore because I'm going to be starting a job tomorrow. So here I am, and I'm like wondering, let's see, I think I spit all over my phone here. I think that's basically everything that I wanted to talk about today. I don't know if there was something else I wanted to. What is this? Let's see. I'm just looking. Did I want to read anything else on here? Any other songs? I think I played all the songs, even though I'll be getting more songs in the queue here. So I wanted to end the show with Back For You All by Sacrifice, a Boston boy who actually, it's his wife that had passed away, the Sarah Joy Foundation. And everybody, you know, I believe that you can become successful with no hard work. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be launching another show in 2015 with the help of the Dragon Network. And everyone, thank you and have a good day.
Yo, I'm back. You knew I couldn't stay away. It's in my blood. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm meant to do. Check it.
Back in the lab again, back on the road. Crack fit on tracks when I rap, shit is so. Oh, they gonna love it, but they buggin' when I speak. So run and tell your cousins, get your budgets when I leak. Back to the pen, pen, paper to the pad. Tracks so authentic, it's the haters getting mad. Back to the music like a user needed bad. Never could kick the habit, I'm an addict for the lab. Words turn to verbs, verbs burst through the mics. Mics like when I write, cause I light when I write. Back to the rhythm, living, can I get a rhyme? Plus a line, it'll kill them every time I spit, I shine. Back to the booth, goosebumps, give me chills. I'm the truth on the loose, oops, scoops with the skills. Soundproof on the wall, gives me the beat of mind. Like it's me and my rhymes, ain't nothing but some time. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip-hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back in the studio, back on the grind. I'm living every minute trying to nurse another line. Does this rhyme with that? No, it doesn't give a scratch. Add this instead of that, now you got another track. Back in the backstage, waiting to perform. Working on the words, words waiting to be born. Warning from the storm of fans, waiting for your turn. Freeing in my head, that's the cry for the storm. Back in the battle, raps, tracks like my scars. And my raps like the battle axe, rap for the stars. Every word is ammunition, and I'm spitting, hitting hard. Written, kicking, vicious system, sticking. Rippers pick apart. Sacrifice is my ambition and my reason on this earth. Grab a mic, it's my religion, and the beat is my church. Verses are my sermons, and my service is a prayer. And my prayers are getting answered every day that I'm here. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these freeze. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. Back for the fans, fam, damn, I never leave. Back for the late nights, right until I sleep. Back for the line that I never got to write because I didn't have a pen when it came into my sight. Back for the pen, back for the pad, and I'm
I'm back for every opportunity I never had. Back for the gift that I will never waste, or mistakes that I take to the grave when I break. Back for the squad, back for the fam, back for cardiac tragic in the camp. Back for Stitch Magic, rhythm in the fam, and every fan that believed in me I never gave a chance. Back for the love, for the craft that I hold, for the fire that's within and the ice that is cold. Back for my boys, and I'm back for their life, and I'm back for a promise that I made to my wife. This is my life, and I'm doing what I please. I'ma write these lines, I'ma spit these frees. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all. This is hip hop, it's the essence of my soul. The reason that I'm here, the reason that I go. One mic, one pen, headphones and all. One booth, one truth, and I'm back for y'all.